Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast available on Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Alexa plays the show. Greg Morton with us, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Two shows tonight. Funny Bone in Omaha. Two shows tomorrow night.
I was going to say,
one on Sunday.
We should discuss less depressing crap during the break.
Yeah.
No, we don't have any more breaks left.
No, you're right. And then we just cheer up during the actual show. Go see Greg this weekend. Just a great, great, great show.
Because Greg's just going to bolt out of here after the show.
And by the way,
I don't want to listen to their depressing crap.
Remember, he has
about.
A clown visa.
He's got a clown visa.
So he'll dance for your pleasure tonight.
Hey, can I also remind the TNT Radio Empire folks, tonight on The Tonight Show, our buddy Pete Lee has
a set.
Yes.
Yeah, we tweeted that out, and and you said he recorded it last night, right?
Last night.
And one of his best, he told you, right?
Yes,
and
of course.
He's hung over on a plane to Philly right now.
Uh-huh.
Who was he hanging with? Who are
my
the other
sons.
Guests?
Yeah.
Well, my sons were there with him and partied later.
Well, there was a picture. I saw a picture of him
of
with
the other guests. I don't know.
Who are the guests?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
He had his girl, Jamie Love, there. So Jamie's with him.
Oh, yeah. Come see Greg this weekend, too. And for dates around the country, because Greg is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's GregMorton.com.
I'm in a lot of your other markets.
You are, right. Yeah.
You were just in Wichita.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you were in Wichita? Yeah, okay.
I almost died there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
Wow. Car. Okay. I'm.
When was that? Were you the loony bin?
Yeah.
Okay.
A car you were driving?
No, man. I'm just walking across the damn street.
Was driving.
I'm trying to get to the Q Mart or whatever they call that.
Were you staying downtown?
I was staying downtown. Yeah, yeah. You know how wonderful the downtown is. It's so deserted. They put up statues of people having a good time. It looks like some sort of upscale Sodom and Gomorrah. Where instead of pillars of salt, they're pillars of bronze. You know, they're just frozen in time.
Okay, so I'm walking across the street.
Send your emails to Greg Moore.
No, they know it's true because I talk about it and we all laugh.
I'm sure
about
you do talk about it.
They all know it. It's common knowledge there. So anyway, I almost died the same week as what's his name?
When was this?
The guy that just died.
That guy.
GW. Or no, George Bush?
Was it recently?
From Arizona.
Oh, okay.
McCain.
John McCain. Right. Yeah, same week.
Got it.
You know that's going to get buried.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nobody's going to see that. Right. Oh, clown dies in Wichita. Clown visa. So I'm walking across the street, and this guy, there's a little section there where a car comes off the highway, and there's an a street that goes under the underpass, basically.
Right.
So anyway, it's like a T. And this guy runs the red light, and he T-bones this guy.
Oh.
And both vehicles are coming at me.
And this is real time, so you're just like living in a dream, aren't you?
Yeah. Like, you know how you have it all planned in your head?
Yeah.
Where, you know, if something like this ever happens, I'm going to pull a TJ Hooker and roll off the hood of the car. That doesn't work in real life.
That's a great reference.
That is.
So how do you get away from
the contemporary reference?
TJ
Hooker.
It's
the best I could find.
I like it. Whatever.
So anyway, and I'm jogging, and every time I would go to the right, both vehicles would jostle to the right.
So you see him coming at you still. So
yeah.
So you have what, 40 yards? At least it wasn't instant. You'd be
not
dead right
even.
Away.
I'm not even. Well, fortunately, the force slowed them down a little bit.
Do you have an idea how fast they were going?
Oh, the one guy was doing a clip, man.
Oh, okay.
I would say he was going at least 50.
So
50 miles an
hour. If the force doesn't slow them down left or right, it's hitting you. You think you can't? You couldn't get out of the way, could you?
couldn't get out of the
no.
way.
No, but when you feel they're coming at you, is it slow motion?
It was slow motion.
Is your life?
It felt like slow motion.
You have your life passed.
Well, that's what I told the cop. Yeah. I said, he said, did you get a license plate number? I go, no, I was too busy watching my life flash before me.
Exactly.
But it was like, it was so weird. And then the guy he rolled up on in the middle, what do you call that?
The medium.
Medium. That's what they call it, yeah. And he
here in America, we call it the media.
Yeah. You call it Canada.
Yeah.
And he just kept going.
Oh.
Hit and run, baby.
Is the other guy that was T-boned hurt bad?
No, he was good. Fine. He was a little shook up.
Are you the first person on the scene?
I was.
You ready to give mouth to mouth or something?
First and last on the scene. Are you kidding me?
Because you saw everything. Do you have to go back for a court or anything like that?
No,
you
the cop came, and then this poor guy was from out of town.
Oh, he was out of town, too.
Yeah, he just came in to get some gas.
And he gets T-boned.
Coming, flying through, you know, from Texas, you know. Yeah. He says, dude, he's just like, damn, I'm not even from here.
And neither were you. I'm a dancing Canadian clown over here. So you're right, these cops pull up on this. I got this black guy who's a funny bone and Canadian, don't know who the hell he is. Yeah. I got a guy from Texas getting hit. I bet you the other dude was the Wichita dude, right? They had to catch him.
And no insurance, you know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you gave a statement to the cops? Or,
I did.
Or did you run, too?
Yeah, the guy. Did I run, too?
Get out of there.
It probably was him.
Of course.
Those clowns, you know how they're all involved in crime?
Yeah. It's the clown part.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
There he is. He's getting away. Flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. Oh, man.
Well, we're glad you're alive, man. That would have sucked.
Dude, it was this has been such a bad year. I've almost died
two or three times
this year.
That's right. You hit a deer in Michigan.
Yeah.
You almost get by a car in Wichita. Yeah. Has there been more trouble?
My wife almost died.
Oh.
Same thing with her.
She's
walking up. She's walking up the street. She comes down the condo, and we live on the 33rd floor.
Yeah.
Like I was telling you,
yeah.
She comes out and she sees all this herd of people running towards her. It looks like a movie,
right?
Like they're all running,
right?
And she says, "What happened? Somebody got shot, eh?" So she turns around and she starts running too, and she's going like, so what am I going to do? She's thinking, oh yeah, I know, there's a supermarket right here. I'll hide in the supermarket. She couldn't even get in the supermarket. It was so jammed full of people hiding.
Yeah.
She says, well, I might as well keep going.
Right.
She went right back in the condo and went back upstairs. There was a shooting. There's a gang war happening.
Oh, there is?
And right now we have a record number of shootings.
In Toronto.
Just went up to 93. 93 people dead. Went up yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are the two gangs?
Man, I don't even know. The Hosers and the...
and the Tukes.
The Hosers and the Tukes. That's turf war right
there.
That's
scary.
That's an ice war right there.
That's unusual for Canada.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. That's what I can't understand. Like, the city is, like, going to hell, man.
Yeah.
I mean, here we have like 93 gun deaths a day, but Canada
broke a record last year for gun deaths. Yeah, it's a depressing number, but I saw it. It's all gun deaths this past year, like record highs, and we'll beat it again next year.
Yeah, we'll do our best
because we're gun crazy. Now you're bumming us out again. Pick us up, Craig. The Hosers and the Tukes. Be careful, man. Don't get caught in that war.
Wow. Keith Richards says he's cutting down on drinking.
This surprised some people and scared some people. It did. It mainly thought, is he sick? not that he's 78 and needs to maybe just cool a little bit so he can tour.
Right.
But I read it on Facebook like, oh, he's sick.
If he's giving up drinking, he's sick.
Well, he says he has stopped drinking for the most part. About a year ago. Really?
Well, that's like Petey Mac not drinking.
He still has a glass of wine occasionally or a beer, but otherwise he just got fed up with it.
He's a big vodka guy for years.
The
a
thing
lot
is,
yeah, I thought that
a
was,
lot
was,
of it. Yeah.
You know what? He needs to keep drinking.
He did. I think so too.
That's his preservative.
Well, plus you can't come down off of that quick, you'd think.
Nobody can.
But you know what, though? That guy is a freak of nature. No matter how he looks, we
he's
know he
got
looks.
He's good genes.
Yeah, he does have good genes. Yeah.
And I think he also was losing all of his drinking buddies.
Yeah.
You know, Ronnie Wood had to chill.
Yep. Yep.
And everybody else.
And Jagger's just a red wine guy once in a while, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a big.
He's got to jump around
boozer.
The stage all the time.
They are super health freaks now.
Yeah, we go, wow, they're late 70s.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're touring stadiums again yeah. next year in the U.S.
You
which
know
is
it.
Great.
You got to get on yeah. stage and dance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's funny, though, because normally if you hear like so-and-so has started drinking, you go, oh, something's a problem there.
Sure.
But this is the other way around. Oh, mm-hmm. Keith Richards is quitting drinking. What's wrong with him?
I got to agree.
Like, what's wrong?
It's like if you're hearing Willie Nelson has stopped smoking weed.
Then you go, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Then you
yeah,
make a
sure.
notation in your little notebook.
Your
there,
Deadpool right. thing. Right, exactly.
Right. Yeah,
it's got to be some bad weed. Yeah. It's got to be like the romaine lettuce right. or something.
Right.
They must have fixed that because I had a salad bar last night. Romaine's back.
Yeah, they still say, though, don't eat romaine from a particular part of the country.
Yep,
the
not.
Rest of it's fine.
Now, how are you going to know that?
Yeah.
Like there's a label
it's supposed
on it.
To be. Yeah. How do they tell you?
Well, I'm guessing this grocery store wouldn't have put the bad stuff out. Might be bad pub for them.
Right.
Yeah.
No, the supplier has to know.
Yeah.
You know, the restaurant, they know.
Jurors in the trial of Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman have now heard a tape of the man known as El Chapo making a huge cocaine deal.
I had no idea he was a Joaquin. He's always just been El Chapo.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, me too.
They played a secretly taped phone call that features Guzman negotiating the purchase of 6 tons of cocaine from a Colombian guerrilla group. During the call recorded in 2010, he says he can pay $2 million in cash for the first couple of tons of coke, and then he can put up real estate as collateral for the other 4 tons of coke.
What's his defense?
Not me.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Why are they wasting everybody's time?
You got to go through the trial.
No, not the people putting on the trial, but him and his lawyer. We know who he is.
Hey, you know, it wasn't me. All these other people.
I know.
I was, you know, maybe I helped pay off some people, but that was it.
But they do that, and a lot of these cases that are so obvious, literally the juror's out 15 minutes, and they come right back in. Yeah.
So cash and real estate for the cocaine. No credit card?
Correct.
Cashier's check? None of that?
His lawyers claim he's being framed.
I love lawyers.
By former cartel members who have struck cooperation agreements. They're all coming together and saying, it was El Chapo. Yeah.
That's right.
It wasn't me. It was El Chapo.
I'm familiar with the current situation. Everybody around you is busted, and you keep saying you're innocent. It's weird how you do that. Yeah.
He's using the Shaggy defense.
Right. What is that one?
It wasn't me.
The singer, not the Scooby-Doo.
I know. It wasn't me. Exactly.
Right. I went Scooby-Doo first.
So did I. I went Scooby-Doo too.
Back around to that.
I was expecting Scooby to come out.
The Zoinks defense? Yeah.
Right. The meddling kids.
That's right.
Note that Saturday, tomorrow, is the last day to sign up for health care under the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, I remember that.
Enrollment is down 12% this year, but that number has been going up as the deadline gets closer.
That's because social media started talking about it because the money for advertising went away because of somebody.
Decreased advertising budgets.
El Chapo took the money away.
It's just one
kind of
it.
Yeah.
El Chapo.
It wasn't me, is El Chapo.
That's
right?
True. That's another reason I got to move down here.
Yeah.
I got to get away from that free health care.
Yeah.
What am I thinking? I need the affordable health care.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Right?
God, that's a whole other subject. I'd love to talk to you more about that because we don't have as much time. But the fact is, I've never heard one Canadian bitch about it. And we're the richest country in the world, and we can't, and people are just dying.
Right.
But you always hear, well, Canada, you got to wait 8 days to get your ankles wrapped. That's the negative one. I'm thinking, you ever been to Canada? You ever talked to a Canadian? Nope. But I know. I sprained an ankle once. Took me 8 days to get a wrap.
I had an uncle, I had a cousin.
He knew.
They were fishing in Canada, and that's what happened.
No, it's not true.
Well, they did have a story recently
about
an American that did. Uh, he was walking and he hit his head on some scaffolding and he was so afraid to go to the hospital. And the Canadians had to reassure him that, no, it's okay. We don't do it that way here. You know, it's perfectly, it's free. You can go to the hospital. You'll be fine. You won't have to pay for anything. You're not going to lose your house. You're going to be fine. Yeah.
That's crazy talk. Yeah. Yeah. Good for you guys. Yeah. I forgot about that. You got to worry about that if you come down here. You want that stuff. You want the...
Now, my buddy got scraped when we were camping in Canada once. He had to, he actually had to pay.
Rug burns?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. He cut himself on a rock or some deal. Burst a sack in his elbow or something.
Did they have to chopper him out? Because that you do have to pay for.
Burst a sack. I thought, holy
crap. Burst a sack.
He just went
into... Was he at the nursing home?
Went into town, went into a clinic. They charged him a nominal fee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad, right? It wasn't horrible.
No, no.
It wasn't, yeah.
And he didn't have to wait all day either.
For me, I cut over my eye.
Yeah,
$600. Get it all stitched.
So
up
if that there. Car in Wichita careens into you and
for
breaks
here.
Your leg,
oh, in California, in the United States.
Okay,
that was $600.
I'm showing
bucks.
You the reverse.
I know that. And I know the reverse.
And how
is horrible.
Much would it have been if you would have done that at home?
No. It would have been nothing.
Nothing.
It would have been free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what happens if a car in Wichita hits you? But you're mobile. You're mobile, and they can get you back to Toronto.
Oh,
how's that work?
I don't even know. I mean, that would be
crazy.
Because
you didn't break your leg in
that would be
Canada,
town.
But you're still Canadian, so you'd still get.
It'd be tough because they wouldn't want to cover me
because you got hurt in Kansas.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
While you're being a clown.
Yeah. Well, that clown was in Kansas.
Let's. Tell if you're tuning in recently, he doesn't have a green card. You have a card that actually was called a clown visa for years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because entertainers came down and they labeled them clowns because it was a clown.
It was
the time.
I guess. Well, they didn't have comedians.
I know.
That's
you're right.
God,
that's
sure.
True.
So
that's
it was
true.
Clown. Yeah, clown visa. Yeah,
clown visa.
Yeah. Sometimes there's no American clown, and a Canadian clown has to come in.
And this weekend,
and we
Canadian...
look just like the American clowns.
Yeah, you do, so. Sure. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. They do. They really do.
And also, in the entertainment business, if you're contacting your insurance guys, it goes under clown insurance.
Does it really?
Yes.
I
mean, that's
never,
right.
I never heard
it
of that.
It goes
right,
under
Tully.
Clown insurance.
I love
to
they should
be
never change that because it's a great line. Should never change the name of it.
Because Medicine Head had to have clown insurance for his stage act, as do other comics
that,
and entertainers.
I've never even heard that term.
I just got some yesterday.
Oh, really?
Clown insurance.
Clown insurance, and that's no lie. Clown insurance.
I love it.
And now then there was an option to get terrorism insurance with my clown insurance.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in case the clown car blows up.
Which it does, but the clowns usually make it. You know, it's just a funny thing.
Is that part of the... signing up tomorrow.
Or clown insurance.
Whenever the deadline is. Can you sign up for clown insurance?
I don't know.
I don't think
so. Is that included?
Not
well,
us.
Dr. Mina would tell you that some of the insurance available is clown insurance.
Oh, yeah. Those.
If you remember correctly.
Those crap packages.
She said,
in
be
Iowa.
Sure and get the right type of thing. Right. Don't get the clown insurance.
Right. She knows.
Yeah. You still have to look into that. Still have to look into that. And it turns out that, here we go. That's what I'm looking for. And you can find a picture of this. Puss can. He may have sent it to me already. A suspected burglar is finally freed. He got stuck in a restaurant for a couple of days. Actually, got stuck in the grease trap of a restaurant for a couple of days.
Oh, this
is just east of San Francisco, San Lorenzo. The police there found the trespasser while following up on reports of noises. And a voice coming from the roof of a vacant Chinese restaurant.
A Chinese grease trap.
Wow.
That's a sex act, isn't it?
Even
I gave her the Chinese grease trap last night.
Not a fun one.
I'll pass.
The trespasser was found inside a rooftop grease vent covered by the thick cooking oils.
Oh.
Who knows how old they were? Firefighters managed to pull him out. He is in custody, not seriously injured. However, quite dirty.
Yeah, he gonna need a shower.
Yeah.
Oh, is there a picture?
Yeah, there is. I'm posting it right now.
All right.
Now, have you seen that? There's a whole bunch of videos online
of what?
On YouTube of criminals getting trapped inside the stores that they're trying to rob.
I love that.
Hilarious. Yeah, those are my cartoons right now.
My favorite trap story, and Colleen can help us out because it happened to her the old Funny Bone you played in years ago, Greg. The original Funny Bone, at least the ones we know in this town.
I remember.
And a guy fell asleep in the bathroom. And go ahead, Colleen. You finish the story.
It was.
And not a robber, by the way. A patron.
Okay. Was it a Medicine Hat show?
I think it might have been.
I think it was. Yeah. So he passed out sitting on the can in the handicap stall.
And none of your crew checked, right?
No, they didn't check. We just leave and set the alarm.
And what time? 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning?
Oh, yeah, about 2:30 in the morning, I'm getting a call from the police that there's motion at the Funny Bone and something is happening.
Right.
One of my sons was home at the time, and I grabbed him with me, and we went down. We pull up in, big bay windows and the big front door. Here's two cop cars, and here's a guy just sitting there
waving
at us. He had passed out, and he knew he couldn't open the door because it was locked, but he had set off every alarm. And
so he's sitting in the lobby waving.
Yeah, he's just sitting on the floor with his back.
I love that
his
friends left them there. I love that he passed out long enough to – because, even at the Bone, you got food there, too. So
there were snacks.
At least an hour or two afterwards before the final person left, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so the guy was in
there.
We
were long gone.
Last show till 2-3 hours later before he woke up.
He passed out and just walked through the dark until he got up to the front and then set off everything.
He probably got up on stage and did about 40 minutes. Just to entertain himself.
I believe he called the show
We talked to
later.
That guy. Yeah.
And, of course, how sad is this? At 3:30 in the morning, he calls his mom to come and pick him up.
That is
sad. He had to call mom.
I passed out on the toilet.
At the Funny Bone.
And stuck inside the Funny Bone.
Right.
Proud son.
Wow. The cops were laughing. Yeah. They just went, this doesn't look like a real criminal.
All right.
This is the best ever.
But now you check. Ever since then, you check the bathrooms, right?
I do.
For that, because you remember it happened to you, right?
Yeah.
And it could happen again.
Go to the Funny Bone, pass out, and see Greg this weekend.
No, stay away. Stay away.
Then pass out.
Don't stress
me. Go see Greg, then pass out in the bathroom, Greg Morton, funnyboneomaha.com. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow, and one on
Sunday.
On Sunday.
It'll be fun.
And
plenty of sidewalks in the shopping village to pass out on.
GregMorton.com.
The website there.
Greg's gigs all around the country. Go see him if you're not in our area. But
what
if you're in the
funny
Omaha area,
Canadian.
Come see it. Yeah, very, very, very funny dude. And a great,
thanks, guys.
And a great
thank
guy,
you
too,
very
man.
Much. Thank,
thank you.
You,
brother. Appreciate it.
Real fun.
Next week, Greg Warren.
Greg Warren will be here. We'll also be talking with Rob Little.
Rob Little's going to phone the program,
too. Phone.
All right.
Yeah, a lot of people are under the impression that we're leaving for break now.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
No. We're not leaving for break.
No. You just want to.
It sounds like we're out the door.
It's
that's
wishful
sure.
thinking.
We're going to work a little next week.
Three days.
Then we'll take a break.
Is it time already?
Yeah.
The show's over?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
We just got started.
I know.
Wow, that went fast. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Next time you show up at 5:30.
Okay.
Next time you're in.
Man, that was fun.
All right. Well, call in next time, too, especially if you head back to Wichita.
Yeah, some more stuff happens. Yeah. I'll be sure to call you guys.
Absolutely.
Be for a ride. Get me out of Wichita.
We love you, Wichita. See you later.
No, we do.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.